Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Get it? The Burt Show.
This is really, really interesting. We want to get Burt Show listener Dion, whose daughter wants to be a professional wrestler.
Oh, wow. What an ambitious goal.
I love this, yeah. Right? Hey, D.
Hey.
Good morning. Okay, so you got concerns about her pursuing this, but it has not a lot to do with like the physical part of getting hurt in the ring. It has everything to do with diet.
Yeah, exactly. So she's 9, so keep that in mind. I mean, okay. Kids have fantastical ideas all the time, you know, whatever. But we've recently started watching, and it's been, like, this really fun thing for everybody. But she's got, like, extremely into it. Like, she is over the top. This is, like, her life's mission now. She's going to be, like, a superstar, which I'm like, you go, girl, like, do it. Yeah. And she's super driven. She's amazing. She sets her mind to something, she's going to do it. That part is cool. But the problem is she has, like, access at the library and stuff to a computer, and because we don't, like, let her have, you know, her own computer or tablet, stuff like that. But she went and started researching, like, how to do this, what do I do? And she came to me with this whole list of foods, and she was like, this is what wrestlers eat, and this is what wrestlers cannot eat. Hmm. But she has this whole list of, like, things that she wants to eat, and this whole list of things that she is not allowing herself to eat, which surface level is like, okay, you know, it's healthy stuff. It's not like crazy weird, like, crash diet or something. You know, it's like very healthy, protein rich, like, stuff you would eat if you were going to train, you know. And I told her, you know, that's great. You can't eat, like, you know, a 200-pound man, so you're going to have to, like, dial it back a little bit. But you also, you know, I'm just concerned that what starts on, like, a healthy, like, goal is going to maybe go somewhere else. I don't want it to become, an obsession. You know, I've struggled with eating disorders in the past, and I know how slippery the slope is.
You are a fantastic mom.
You are.
Let me say that. That your daughter wants to do something a little bit out of the ordinary, and you're totally open to it, and your concerns, I think, are totally and completely valid for the right reasons.
Because if your child comes to you, and I love this for her, I do, and that the fact that she's already doing all this research too, she's not only has she proclaimed a goal, but she's actively working towards it. But when your 9-year-old, almost 10-year-old daughter comes to you with a list of foods that she's restricting, I can see how, as a mom, you're like, this is definitely a slippery slope. How do we make sure this doesn't, we don't end on the wrong side of this?
You want to get her on the proper steroids now, like most wrestlers, not something off the street.
They don't do that. What are you talking about?
All right. So when we read your email, we realized, like, this is way above our pay grade. So we reached out to Margaret Schwanke, who is a certified eating psychology counselor and certified holistic health coach and the founder of Authentic Nourishment, to kind of help you out and guide you through this. Good morning, Margaret.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hey, thanks for joining us. We appreciate you.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right, so you heard Dee and you heard her concern. She's really trying to be open-minded about her 9-year-old being a professional wrestler, which I think is fantastic. But the eating part of it really concerns her. So as a holistic health coach, how should she attack this with her daughter?
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to jump into it. I have a couple questions for you, Dee. So first I want to say, I think there is so much positivity in this situation. You are such a great mom. I just want to you know, just affirm for you that, you know, your concerns are valid. And I understand you have a history here. And so that makes it even more concerning. But there is so much, you know, the fun that you guys are having from watching the WWE, and then the fact that she's nine and she's taking a genuine interest in this, and that you are supporting her, but also concerned. So I think the first thing for us to consider is that this, like, 100% overwhelming, all-encompassing interest, it might pass, right? She's nine. It might pass. So, but the best thing we can do is take it seriously and treat her interest, you know, as legitimate, and offer the support and investment in her that you are inclined to do. So, Do you mind sharing a little bit about your eating disorder past, what that was like?
So mine was a lot different than her. Like, this all is because of a goal, right? So mine was all aesthetic. Hers is not aesthetic at all. She doesn't care. She has shown no, like, thoughts about, like, oh, I need to look like this or whatever. But when I was younger, I was like, I always felt like I was a little bit bigger than all the girls in my grade when I was, like, in middle school and stuff like that. And then high school, like, I just always felt bigger. And so once I started figuring out how to lose weight, it became like an obsession. So, like, right before college, I just went off the deep end, like, completely working out all the time, like, barely eating anything. I lost like 50 pounds or something. Like, it was not good. But mine was all like the aesthetic thing. Like, once I started getting smaller, I couldn't stop getting smaller. Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it definitely does. And I understand. And I think so many people have struggled with that, myself included, in my past. So I really understand how challenging that is. So has she exhibited any signs of being restrictive or thinking about this in that way?
Not at all. That is the one positive thing. Like, this is nothing like that. She doesn't even, to me, that doesn't even seem like it's on her radar at all. All she talks about is, like, to get strong and to do this for, you know. So that part, I guess, you know, doesn't concern me as much.
Yeah, and what else is she looking up? You mentioned she's Googling all kinds of things. What else is she searching?
So she wants to know, like, how they train, like, what kind of workouts to do and stuff like that. And so she started doing, like, martial arts, because I figure that's really kind of the sort of stepping stone. She can start learning, like, technical things, you know, and how serious, you know, some of this really is. It's not all, you know, fun and not TV, you know. So, but she is starting to, like, take the training part seriously. You know, and just trying to figure out how to, you know, train to get where she wants to be.
Yeah. Okay. Well, from my perspective, it sounds like she is approaching this in a very straightforward manner. You know, she's not only targeting the food piece of this. She's not obsessing about the diet or being restrictive. She's taking a genuine interest in all aspects of this topic, right? How do they, you know, how do they eat? How do they train? How do I get strong? How do I do this? How do I become really good at this? And that's a really positive approach. And so my perspective would be, you know, can you use this as an opportunity to teach her how to do this in a healthy way? And that might be healing for you both. You know, I know that you have some concerns that she's going to follow in your footsteps and have disordered eating. But I think that this is an opportunity for you to really approach this and say, you know, like, depending upon how honest you feel like you can be with her, I would lean in and trust in the efforts that you've made to model a healthy relationship with food for her.
Hey, Margaret, would you mind? I mean, we're just so restricted by time on this show sometimes, and we could go on for another 15 minutes. Would you mind if we gave Dee your phone number just so she could do a little counseling with you just for a couple of minutes off the air and get a little bit more in depth?
Yeah. And what it sounds like, Margaret, you're telling Dee, like, all, you know, obviously your concerns are valid, but it seems right now your daughter is on the right track. And Margaret's like, while you have these concerns, there doesn't seem to be, like, anything you really honestly need to do at this moment, except for just continue to be a supportive mom.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, let me link you guys up off the air. And if you have any additional questions for her, I'm sure she can help you out.
Thank you so much.
Margaret, you've been great. Thank you. If you want to check out Margaret, check out Margaret Schwanke. You better spell that.
S-C-H-W-E-N-K-E.
Let's give people your website. We'll connect over. We'll link over to it from our website also, which is thebirdshow.com.
Get it. The Bird Show.